News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Live in Bainbridge tonight, Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. This is one of the biggest regular season games we will have all season on WCDO, as the BG girls host the Unitigo Lady Spartans. Should be a great one here tonight in Bainbridge. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. And also make sure to check out their great fleet of rentals, folks. All at butlerautosales.com. Our records coming in tonight, Unitigo is undefeated, not only in the MAC, but as well as overall. They come in at 10-0. BG is 9-2 overall. And BG is coming in red hot, and really both teams are coming in red hot. I had a chance to go watch BG at Elmira Notre Dame on Saturday. Abigail Selfridge put in 39 points, and they just couldn't miss. And a lot of people, I think, were questioning Delhi, or questioning Bainbridge Guilford after they lost to Delhi 36-33 on a Friday just a couple of weeks ago in Bainbridge. After that, they've reeled off three straight where they've put up 70-plus points, and they've just been fantastic. And everybody played very, very well for the Bobcats on a Saturday in a big-time win over Elmira Notre Dame on the road, too. So they had to get on the bus, they had to go out to Elmira, and they still got the job done. So set to be a great game here tonight. Of course, Unitigo comes in 10-0. They have wins over Cooperstown. They have wins over Oneonta, and they have just really done a very good job in the league as well. We did their game last week, early in the week, against Walton, which I thought going in was probably going to be a tight ball game down the stretch. Walton certainly has some great players, and Unitigo used their big pressure to pull away early in that game. Their full-court press is very, very difficult. Athletes everywhere, and if somebody gets tired, another one can just come right off the bench. So interested to see how BG handles the pressure of Unitigo here tonight. We'll take a break. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, a packed house here tonight in Bainbridge. I had somebody text me a little while ago and said, hey, you know, is the JV game wrapping up? And I said, yeah, you got plenty of time. And they said, well, not if I have to park in Guilford once I get there. And folks, that might be the case, because the parking, there's plenty of it in Bainbridge, but there's so many people here tonight, you might have to park and walk a little bit. Bleachers are full, a lot of seating here in Bainbridge, and when they fill it up, it gets loud, so set to be a fun contest here tonight between the Bobcats and the Spartans. We'll take a break. We'll come right back and get you set for Unitigo and BG. It's a girls' MAC matchup tonight on CDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I've had a lot of people ask me today and this week as well, who do you think is going to win that BG and Unitigo girls game, Nate? Of course, BG 9-2, Unitigo 10-0, and the more I've thought about it, the more I just don't know. And that's been my answer to people, because There's just so many things that could happen here tonight. Yes, you're in Bainbridge, so you have the crowd. You have everything like that happening. I think that does favor Bainbridge a little bit. You have two great coaches. You have athletes all over the place. I think whoever gets off to a good start could certainly put themselves in good position. But I think the biggest key tonight will be the press from Unitigo. They go 100% all in on the press. How does BG handle that? What kind of a game plan do they have? Because when we did the game last week, if Walton was able to break the Unitigo press, they did have some easy looks and some easy layups. But more times than not, they turned the ball over, and Unitigo got easy points because of their press and their pressure. They would get some two-on-ones, three-on-twos, and they were able to finish because they're so athletic. So I'm really interested to see how that goes. So both teams are finishing up their warm-ups here tonight. We'll get ready for starting lineups, and we'll pause for the national anthem. BG and Unitigo, this is the one everyone's been waiting for. And we did a poll on Twitter earlier today, had a couple hundred votes on that, saying, who do you think's going to win tonight? 61% for Unitigo, 39% for BG. So, you know, make sure you keep that in mind as the game goes on. The fans have picked Unitigo 61 to 39% coming into tonight's game. So we'll take a break. We'll pause for the national anthem and starting lineups. And we'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitigo and BG, the wait is over. A packed house in Bainbridge. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Let's get you your starting lineups first for Unitigo and head coach Bob Z. A sophomore number 4, Dana Stepp. Sophomore number 20, Megan Perry. Sophomore number 21, Morgan Perry. Senior number 22, Morgan Newman. And junior number 23, Haley Lucia. Yes, you heard that right, folks. Unitigo is going to be good, and they're going to be very good for the next couple of years with that young lineup. On the other side, for longtime head coach Bob Conway for BG. Senior number 11, Abigail Selfridge. They have sophomore number 12, Erica Selfridge, junior number 13, Macy Leiser, junior number 22, Bailey Hart, and senior number 23, Corey Thornton. BG's in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trims as Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Unitigo is in the road green uniforms. It's that hunter green white trim. It says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. I know both coaching staffs have really done their homework. They've watched the video. They've practiced, they've broken down the tape, and now it's time to put it into action. You know, we've gotten to know both these coaching staffs very well, and I don't think there's two coaches who have asked me more, hey, how'd Unitigo do tonight? Hey, how'd BG do tonight? You know, when they're playing somebody else, they're always keeping an eye on one another, and they've had a great rivalry, of course, over the years, and especially the last few years. This young Unitigo team has given BG all they can handle, but the Bobcats have always found a way to kind of come out on top. So interested to see what happens tonight with, of course, Unitigo coming in undefeated, 10-0, BG at 9-2. Unitigo is ranked 11th in the state this week in Class C by the New York State Sports Writers Association poll. BG is on the honorable mention. PG will go right to left, and Unitigo left to right. We'll jump it up, and we're underway. Selfridge wins the opening tip. Abby kicks one back to Erica, and we're underway. BG will pass to the far side, knocked out of bounds by Dana Stepp of Unitigo. BG will hold on to possession. They'll inbound it far side. Now to Macy Leisure, left side of the floor. As BG sets up on offense, they'll go to Abigail Selfridge at the high post. Back out for for Macy Leisure. Her three ball is off the mark, and Unitigo with the basketball off the miss. And down the floor they come. BG's going to settle in on man-to-man here on defense. We're 30 seconds in, and we're scoreless between Unitigo and BG. Left side of the floor for Morgan Newman. Now back for Haley Lucia. Steps in for a long 220-footer, rattled in and out. Rebound Erica Selfridge, and BG looks to bring it back up the floor. Stolen away by Dana Stepp, but Selfridge gets it back. Across the timeline, right side for Macy Leisure. With 7:15 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless. To the high post for Bailey Hart. Now back for Corey Thornton. Skips across the top of the defense, back for Leisure. Now for Erica Selfridge. Down low for Abigail Selfridge. The pump fake, up and in. And the first bucket of the night belongs to BG. Abby Selfridge, who had 39 on Saturday against Elmira Notre Dame, gets her first two tonight. 6:55 to go, first quarter. BG off to a 2-0 lead. Here's Haley Lucia, who is very good at getting to the hoop. Loses control of it here, but Megan Perry scoops it up. Chest pass over to Morgan Perry, and now back into the hands of the guard, Haley Lucia. 10 on the shot clock for Unitigo. They'll look to run the offense here, a man-to-man. Here is Megan Perry to the foul line. Now to Morgan Newman. Shot clock is going to expire. Do they get the shot off? No. Shot clock violation and tight man-to-man defense. Unitigo trying to figure out a way to beat it here in the early going. 6.5 to go first quarter. It's BG 2, Unitigo nothing. Here's Abby Selfridge. They beat the press. They find Macy Leisure down low. The floater is up and good for Macy Leisure. And BG leads 4-0. And they're going to come with a little full court pressure. Now they'll back it off. Just kind of some loose man-to-man full court pressure with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. 4-0 lead for the Bobcats over the visiting Unitigo Spartans. Packed house in Bainbridge as BG hosts this battle this year. Here's Haley Lucia, gets to the right elbow, picks up her dribble, goes back for Morgan Newman. Trying to run through the progressions on this offense. 5 on the shot clock again. Haley Lucia steps in for 3 and drains it. Haley Lucia from downtown, and it's 4-3 with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. BG looking to beat the press, and they do to Erica Selfridge on the far side. Back to Abby in the paint, and they'll say a foul. Thought she was going to go up for the shot, but instead dished it off. But either way, she gets hit on the wrist, and we'll have our first foul tonight. And a foul will be on Haley Lucia, her first, team's first. 5:40 to go in the first quarter, 4-3. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo. Inbound pass to Abby Selfridge was tipped, but she holds on. Goes back, Macy Leisure steps in for 3, got it. And Macy Leisure hits her first 2 shots. She's got a quick 5 points, and BG leads 7-3 with 5:25 to go in the opening quarter. Left side of the floor here for Unitigo. Trying to go coast-to-coast with Haley Lucia. It was knocked away, and BG comes up with the basketball. Here's Macy Leisure on the right side of the floor. Just keeps it from trickling out of bounds. And we'll pass back up to Corey Thornton. They'll set up shop their own offensive end of the floor. Thornton goes right wing for Leisure with 5:05 to go first quarter. Pass back up to Thornton. They let it go. It was tipped by Unitigo and will stay with BG with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Again, BG leading 7-3. They're off to a good start. Macy Leisure with 5 of the 7 points for Bainbridge Guilford. Left side of the floor now in front of the Unitigo bench for Corey Thornton. Thornton steps in. She wants a 3 ball. This one's too strong. Thornton follows her shot, gets her own rebound, and is fouled on the baseline, I believe, by Morgan Newman. It is on Newman, her first, team second. 4:50 to go, first quarter, 7-3. Bainbridge Guilford on top of Unitigo in a girls' MAC battle tonight. Inbounds pass. They find Selfridge, and it was knocked away there by Megan Perry. Unitigo will scoop up the ball. Left side of the floor for Dana Stepp. They'll set up on offense, and they slow it down. Here is Haley Lucia, again left side of the floor. Unitigo going left to right. They'll find Megan Perry, now for Morgan Newman. Newman looking for options, goes back to Haley Lucia, who's at the top of the key with 4.5 to go first quarter. Lucia, penetration into the paint. Shot is too strong. Rebound for Macy Leisure, and BG's looking to run. Leisure down the right side of the floor, across the Bobcat logo at midcourt, and now BG will settle in. Looks like a little extended 2-3 zone has been the look here for Unitigo on defense. Here's Macy Leisure, straightaway 3. This one dies on the rim. Selfridge with the rebound. Abby puts it up. It won't go down. Rebound is loose and stolen back here by Selfridge. She puts it up and in, and she's fouled What a play by Abby Selfridge. Unitigo wanted a foul. They won't get it. It went into the hands of Dana Stepp, and Abby Selfridge came up, picked her pocket, put it up and in, and was fouled, and BG leads 9-3 with exactly 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. And so Abigail Selfridge will step to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Very good foul shooter. Misses this one, so it remains a six-point ball game. Here comes Unitigo. Dana stepped down the left side of the floor with 3:50 to go first quarter. It's BG 9, Unitigo 3. Now for Morgan Newman, left side. Again, BG sits in the man-to-man. Here is Megan Perry. Pump fakes, gets around Bailey. Hart stops, pops. The shot is too strong. Rebound off the miss by Abigail Selfridge. And BG will work it up the floor. Selfridge will keep it herself. Shielding off two defenders. Gets to the high post. And now back out for Corey Thornton. 3.5 to go first quarter. BG leading 9-3. Here is Thornton back for Leisure. Little give and go. They try to work it to the far side. Now they go down low for Bailey Hart. Hart finds Abby Selfridge. 10 on the shot clock. Back out Leisure. Left side three. Splash from downtown for Macy Leisure. Unitigo calls a timeout with 3:13 to go in the first quarter. It's BG 12, Unitigo 3. We'll be back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. 12-3, BG with a hot start here tonight against Unitigo. They lead the Spartans in Bainbridge with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Out of the timeout, Unitigo with the basketball. Here's the junior guard, Haley Lucia. Lucia will pass one into the corner, a long two for Morgan Perry. Draws nothing but air, and Abigail Selfridge with a rebound. Selfridge in the backcourt will slow it down and get across midcourt now. Top of the key, picks up her dribble, finds her sister Erica. Down low for Bailey Hart. At the left low block, Hart gets tied up with Morgan Newman. We'll have a jump ball. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Possession arrow will give it back to the Spartans with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. 12-3 is the score, as this has been a good start here for Bainbridge, as Macy Leisure has 8 of their 12 points. Unitigo back up the floor. Here is Morgan Perry. Perry to the right side. Stops. We'll go back to Haley Lucia. Lucia with the only points of the night so far for Unitigo. She hit that three off the left wing side. They'll go down low for Megan Perry. At the right low block, fadeaway shot is too short. And the loose change is scooped up by Abigail Selfridge. Back down the floor for Erica. Erica will go to Corey Thornton. Give and go back to Erica Selfridge. Now down low for Abby Selfridge. At the left low block, the pump fake, puts it up and in. Abigail Selfridge now with 6 points, and BG has really opened this thing up. It's 14-3 with 2:05 to go first quarter. Here's Haley Lucia, gets into the paint, got it, and she's fouled. Goes coast to coast, and Lucia won't be denied, and she'll go to the charity stripe looking for the three-point play. I've just been so impressed with Haley Lucia this year. I know all the hard work she puts in the offseason, but she's a great three-sport athlete, also playing soccer and softball at Unitigo, and boy, but just the AAU, all her extra time with basketball has really paid off. She misses the foul shot here. And off the rebound, both teams were fighting for it. It went out of bounds. One official says it's going to the Bobcats. They're going to have a little conference now and reverse it, that it'll stay with Unitigo with 2:05 to go in the first quarter. So you don't see that call reversed often, but good job by the officials to get together. And one had a better angle, and they decided it's going to stay with Unitigo. They'll work it to the high post for Morgan Newman. Turnaround shot won't go, but she's fouled. We'll see who it's on. So that last foul was on Macy Leisure, and they'll say this one's going to be on Leisure. So her second, team's second. Here's our foul situation. Unitigo with 3 team fouls, BG with 2. That's tough. Leisure's got those 8 points, and now the 2 fouls. Newman settles in at the line. First shot is no good. Hit the rim twice and bounced free. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 14-5. BG is on top of Unitigo. Second shot coming here for the lone senior in the starting lineup, Morgan Newman for Unitigo. Settles in, and this gym just got eerily quiet. Misses the second shot. She goes 0-2. Lucia crashes the boards, and Haley Lucia comes away with it. They'll reset with a fresh shot clock for Unitigo. And now she tries to get around a screen. No, they're going to say this is an offensive foul. Actually, no, they'll say an illegal pick there on Megan Perry. So her first, team's fourth, with a minute 50 to go in this first quarter. So BG is one foul away from shooting here for the rest of the quarter. Macy Leisure will have to be careful playing with those two fouls. Here's Erica Selfridge, top of the key, goes for Leisure, steps in for a deep three again. This one is too strong, too much spice there. Morgan Perry with the basketball now, off the missed shot. Unitigo in transition. Dana Stepp with a right-handed layup off a bullet pass there from Lucia. She can't get it to go. And again, Bainbridge-Guilford will come up with the ball off the missed shot. It's been a lot of one and done for Unitigo. Good job crashing the boards by the Bobcats. And here's Erica Selfridge to the high post for Bailey Hart. Hart back for Abigail Selfridge at the low post. They'll say it was kicked out of bounds. Again, BG leading Unitigo 14-5 with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Selfridge, Erica that is, will inbound on the far side and gets it in. They'll find Corey Thornton straight away. Thornton, three-point line extended. Fakes a pass to the right, goes to the left for Elijah. They'll skip across for Erica Selfridge. Now to the baseline, five on the shot clock here for Abigail Selfridge. Tries to toss one up, won't go. Bailey Hart with the rebound, and they'll say it was a shot clock violation. So great defense there by the Spartans with 57 seconds to go in the first quarter. BG is going to go to the bench. Good move here by Coach Conway to take Macy Leisure out so she can't pick up that third. She's already got two fouls, and Isabel Decker will check in. Decker had a great game against Elmira Notre Dame as well on the road on Saturday, and a big win. BG put up 70 points for the third straight game. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. It's 14-5. BG on top of Unitigo. Dana Stepp tries to get to the rim on the left wing side, and she's fouled in the blue paint. So Stepp will head to the line. We'll see who this is on. Going to be first foul on Decker and the team's third. So here is Dana Stepp for Unitigo. First shot is good. Gets this one to go. And Unitigo up to this point had been struggling at the line. And with them trailing early in this ball game, they'll need everything they can get from the charity stripe tonight. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Second shot for Stepp is good. So she rattles in and goes 2 for 2. 14-7 is the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo with 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Erica Selfridge will pass to the far side for Corey Thornton. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock. Knocked out of bounds by Unitigo on defense by Morgan Perry. So Erica Selfridge will inbound on the sideline, on the right wing side. Bainbridge-Guilford will skip it across for Macy Leisure. Left wing, three-point line extended. Leisure looking for options. Goes Corey Thornton straight away now to the high post for Abby Selfridge. She's double-teamed, tried to pass out of it to her sister Erica. 8 on the shot clock. Let's see how aware BG is. They go Macy Leisure for 3, and this one is too strong. Gets her own rebound. Tries to take it to the rim, and she's fouled with 13 seconds left. So basically, Coach Conway there had put Decker in on defense, then put Leisure back in on offense. And it pays off here. She's fouled after getting the rebound on her own miss. And so Macy Leisure with 8 points trying to add to it here with 13 seconds to go, first quarter. And BG leading 14-7 over Unitigo. Leisure's first shot is good. So Macy Leisure now with 9 points. Looking to get to double figures. And here comes Decker back up to the scorer's table. Getting some big instructions here from Coach Conway. Second shot for Leisure is good. So Leisure now with 10 points. She'll head to the bench. Decker comes back in just for protection as Leisure did pick up those two fouls. 13 seconds to go, first quarter. BG with an edge, 16-7 over visiting Unitigo. Let's see if the Spartans can get off a shot with 10 seconds left. Morgan Perry across the Bobcat logo at midcourt. Down to 5 seconds left. Perry still with the ball. Wants to take it to the rim. Just left it short. Did everything but finish. And time's going to run out. End of the first quarter. It's Unitigo trailing at BG 16-7. Let's see if the Spartans can come back in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. I want to welcome in all our listeners tonight on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's banking easier. You can also go to our game audio archive anytime and listen back to this game or any others we've done, all courtesy of SFCU. So we start the second quarter with the score BG 16, Unitigo 7. BG has the basketball going right to left. They set the table, go left side for Macy Leisure in the corner. Now to Erica Selfridge, back down low, left low block here for Abby Selfridge. Shot rattles in. Boy, she is just so good with that touch around the basket. She split through two defenders, looked like she was going to get sandwiched, and then finds a way to get the jumper off. Across the midcourt timeline. Now for Dana Stepp. Left side for Paige McCoy, who's into the ball game. McCoy wants to take it right to the rim. She gets it to go, and she's fouled. So Paige McCoy doing a great job off the bench, providing a spark and some energy. She finishes it off and will head to the line. So it's a 18-9 lead for BG over Unitigo. And both these teams can go to the bench, and they're not afraid to use it. Megan Perry will come out of the contest here, so it'll be Stepp, Lucia, Morgan Perry, Morgan Newman, and Paige McCoy in at the moment for Unitigo. 7:20 to go the second quarter. The foul shot is no good for Paige McCoy. BG will bring it back up the floor. It was tipped out of bounds, so BG will hold on to it. Good hustle there by Morgan Perry. She couldn't quite get to it before it rolled out. Otherwise, Unitigo would have had the ball. Erica Selfridge across midcourt, and they're going to say it was 10-second call there. With 7:12 to go in the second quarter, Coach Conway didn't argue with that one. BG just wasn't aware that they were coming up on the 10 seconds. I think most people had thought maybe Perry had touched it when it went out of bounds. So, seems like a quick 10, but hey, that's how it goes. Unitigo gets it in the backcourt. They'll go to Haley Lucia. As a little turnover there will give Unitigo the ball back. Here's Paige McCoy. McCoy will give it to Morgan Perry. Perry in the paint, pull-up jumper, just too strong. Rebound, kick back out, and into the hands of Haley Lucia. Lucia wants to reset the offense here as they have a fresh 30 to work with. 6:50 to go, second quarter. BG on top of Unitigo, 18-9. Here's Paige McCoy with a baseline drive. Dishes one down low on a bounce pass for Morgan Newman. She gets tied up with Corey Thornton. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with the Spartans. 15 to go on the shot clock. It'll be a baseline inbounds pass for Dana Stepp. Stepp, of course, was our WCDO Female Soccer Player of the Year. Had a heck of a year for Unitigo. Inbounds pass here for Morgan Perry. Her shot was partially blocked. Somehow Unitigo comes back up with it, though. Now down low for Morgan Newman. She gets into the paint, and another jump ball. She got tied up with Abigail Selfridge. We'll give it back to BG with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. So both teams have played good defense here. And here comes the full court pressure. So far, BG has handled it pretty well. Unitigo is very active. They try to trap you around midcourt, but BG has been very prepared, and they've made the pass that they need to make before the trap gets there. 6:20 to go, second quarter. Left side for Macy Leisure. Back four, Corey Thornton at the top of the key. Now for Leisure. Another three. Hits the rim twice and bounces in. Macy Leisure with 13. It's almost as if Unitigo is saying, okay, we're going to stop the Selfridges. Let's make Macy Leisure beat us, and so far she has. It's 21-9. Now back down the floor, Bailey Hart has whistled for a foul as Morgan Perry tried to take it to the tin. That'll be a foul on Hart, her first, team second. Again, in the girls' game, the foul is reset every quarter. You get to five, you shoot the rest of the way for that quarter. Leisure will go to the bench. Decker comes back in, and with a lead like this, 21-9, Coach Conway can afford to take Macy out and give her some free minutes on the bench with those two fouls for protection. A shot from Haley Lucia is off the side of the rim. The ball comes to Bainbridge Guilford. They'll bring it back down the floor. Corey Thornton wants to step in for three. Tries to bank this one. It goes wide to the left, and Unitego will pick up the loose scraps off the rebound and bring it up the floor. Left side, Dana Steph thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. Instead, tries to take it to the rim. Shot is good. The little floater in the lane is good for Dana Steph. That makes it BG 21 and Unitego 11. BG breaks the press. They go to Decker. Decker on the right side of the floor. The layup won't go. Bailey Hart with the rebound. She puts it up, partially blocked. Abigail Selfridge with the third time as the charm, and she puts it in. Selfridge now with 10 points, and BG leads 23-11 with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Haley Lucia across midcourt. Tries to get around Selfridge and does. Into the paint, pull-up jumper, banks it home, and it's good for Haley Lucia with 7 points. She can get into the paint almost at will. Just a great slash-and-go type of player. 23-13, Unitego trying to keep this manageable. With 4:55 to go in the second quarter, the Bobcats are on top of the Spartans. Here's Decker, thought about a three, foot was on the line, didn't pull the trigger. They reverse it left side for Erica Selfridge on the baseline, back across for Decker again. Her shot is up, it's short, but she's fouled with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. So the score, BG 23, Unitego 13, and this will be the junior, Isabel Decker, to the line. BG's just been very patient on offense, working it around, and found Decker as she was open and got slapped on the wrist, and she'll go to the line. First shot is up and good. And these are the big points in a game like this. If you can get any contribution from the bench, certainly helps. Decker's second shot coming. This one is through. So Decker goes 2 for 2, and it's 25-13. Bainbridge Guilford with the lead, with the advantage here over Unitego with 4:35 to go second quarter. Now we'll have a whistle. Looked like some sort of a problem here with the scoreboard. So the official will go over the scores table to check this out. Just a reminder to stay tuned during halftime. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll break down the scoring summary from the first half. Talk about some other games that are happening tonight. Busy side on the boys' side tonight. Not as many girls' games in the area tonight, but a lot of boys' games that we can talk about. And, of course, some state rankings to talk about as well. Unitego off the inbounds on the right side of the floor. They go directly to Morgan Perry. Believe it or not, folks, her first bucket of the night. Keeps it a 10-point game. BG 25, Unitego 15, with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Cross midcourt, Erica Selfridge now finds Corey Thornton. Back to Selfridge, three-point line extended. Left side for Corey Thornton. Thornton with a lob pass. Great pass down low to Abby Selfridge. It was there, and Selfridge just couldn't hold on to it. And you can probably throw her that pass 100 times, and she'll catch it 99. And she says, my bad. That one slipped through her hands and goes out of bounds. That'll happen from time to time. But, boy, nice lob pass there from Thornton. It just didn't connect that time. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Here is Lucia back out for Paige McCoy. Left side, three-point line extended for Dana Stepp. Gets around her defender and puts it up and in. Dana Stepp with 6 points. She normally doesn't score that much, but Stepp is stepping it up with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. It is BG 25, Unitego 17. Back to the left side of the floor for Corey Thornton. Now for Abby Selfridge. She's fouled by Paige McCoy. Selfridge really sold that pump fake, and McCoy came flying into her. Macy Leisure is going to check back in with 3:43 to go in the second quarter. So Leisure will come in. Decker back to the bench. 25-17 the score. Bainbridge Guilford with the edge over Unitego. A surprising start to this ball game as BG gets it in. Thought it would just be a little bit closer than this. BG skips across the top of the zone defense. Here is Abby Selfridge back for Leisure. Working around the top of the clock, they go Erica Selfridge left side for three. Swirls around the bowl, doesn't go out. We'll have a foul. This one's going to be on Abigail Selfridge, who got a push on Morgan Perry there as they were jockeying for position. So the foul will be on Selfridge, her first and the team's third. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Timeout, Unitego. BG lead 25-17. We'll be back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. As we're back underway, 25-17, BG is on top of Unitigo. A shot out of the timeout by Megan Perry is short, and Bainbridge-Guilford will scoop up the basketball and clean the glass and bring it back down the floor. So we come up on 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Now a steal by Dana Stepp. She'll pump the brakes and look to reset on offense, and she'll get the ball into the point, the ball into the hands of the point guard, Haley Lucia. 2:55 to go, second quarter. 25-17 the score. Megan Perry will find Dana Stepp again into the paint. The jumper is short. I should say too strong. Rebound for Abigail Selfridge. Outlet pass for Corey Thornton. And Bainbridge will bring it back up the floor. Left side for Abigail Selfridge. Now they'll slow it down. Chew up some of this clock. Matresa Harmon's into the game as well here for BG. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Harmon will dribble back up. 10 on the shot clock. Harmon will step in for a three, and this one rattles in and out. Rebound for Paige McCoy on the far side. Unitigo wants to run. Right side of the floor for Megan Perry. Dribbles it off the foot there of Matresa Harmon, out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Spartans directly in front of the BG bench as they go left to right. Unitigo's in the green uniforms with the white trim tonight. BG's in the home whites with the navy blue trim. Morgan Perry, right side of the floor. Dishes one back off for Haley Lucia. Leaves it into the hands of Dana Stepp. Back for Lucia. Fires up a three. This one is way too strong, and a rebound for Corey Thornton. That one's off the mark. 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. BG with the advantage, 25-17. Now Matresa Harmon, right side of the floor. Harmon gets out of trouble. We'll go back to Erica Selfridge, who is still scoreless here tonight. Could use some points from her late in the half. Corey Thornton back out. Matresa Harmon, the jumper is good. So Harmon gets it to go. Another good bucket off the bench. It's 27-17. With a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford is on top of Unitigo. Here's Haley Lucia, gets into the paint. Right side of the floor. Leaves it in the breadbasket of Morgan Perry. Perry for Dana Stepp. Chest pass back out for Morgan Perry. 10 on the shot clock. Gets to the foul line. Pull-up jumper. In and out. Dana Stepp with a rebound. Works it back out. They got a fresh 30 to work with. They go Haley Lucia. Left side. Baseline corner for Paige McCoy. Her shot hit the front of the rim. Popped high up in the air. And Corey Thornton was able to soar for a rebound. Back in transition as we hit a minute to go before halftime. Stolen away by Unitigo. Matresa Harmon was trying to go to Selfridge, and Megan Perry said no. Back up the floor for Megan Perry. Reverses for Paige McCoy. In the paint, pull-up jumper. No good, but she's fouled. And let's see who this is on. Foul's going to be on Abigail Selfridge. Her second with 52 seconds to go in the second quarter. So Liger and now Selfridge both with two fouls apiece for BG. Paige McCoy to the foul line. First shot is no good, and the foul shooting woes continue here tonight for the Spartans. Megan Perry comes to the bench. Morgan Newman back in with 52 seconds to go. Again, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unitigo, in case you're just joining us, 27-17. McCoy at the line. Second shot, is good for McCoy. She has 3 points. It's 27-18. So Selfridge will have to be careful, as well as Liger, to not do anything silly here in the last 45 seconds of the quarter. Unitigo student section making some noise as BG brings it back down the floor. Here's Erica Selfridge. Finds her sister Abby. Pull-up jumper, left corner, good. And Selfridge has got 12 points. It's 29-18. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Lucia back up the floor. Unitigo could play for the last shot if they want. Here's Morgan Perry in front of the BG bench, right side. Gets to the paint. Far side down for Paige McCoy. Tries to split a double team. Kicks one back out for Morgan Perry. 15 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here's Haley Lucia. Stops, pops, right side. Skims off the front of the rim. Selfridge with a rebound. Selfridge now back to Corey Thornton. 5 seconds left. Ahead now for Erica Selfridge. Dribbles it out of bounds. She didn't see the pass coming. Deflected off of her. Unitigo is going to get it back with 1.3 seconds to go. Can Unitigo get a shot off? Dana Stepp will find Morgan Perry with a half-court heave at the buzzer. It's no good. Our halftime score is Bainbridge-Guilford 29 and Unitigo 18. Stay tuned for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. The accident is bad enough, so we do our best to give you a positive experience after the accident. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And it's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here at BG. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. Save for yourself at Morabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, BG, with a 29-18 edge over Unitigo here in this girls' showdown here tonight in Bainbridge. Scoring for Unitigo, a team-high 7 points for Haley Lucia, 6 for Dana Stepp, 3 for Paige McCoy, and 2 for Morgan Perry. On the other side for BG, 13 points for Macy Leisure, 12 for Abigail Selfridge, and 2 apiece for Isabel Decker, and 2 for Matresa Harmon as well. Again, we said it early in the game. It almost seemed like Unitigo was saying, hey, okay, we're going to take the Selfridges out of it. We're going to keep an eye on Corey Thornton, but we're going to make Macy Leisure beat us. She had 8 points in that first quarter, and she's got a game-high 13 so far, so she's made them pay a little bit. Now, Selfridge and Leisure both with those two fouls. Unitigo with a little bit of foul trouble, but so far everybody is pretty clean, so it should be a great second half. I think the difference was BG just shot the ball a little bit better than Unitigo. And Unitigo looked a little frustrated when they got down early, and BG has done a nice job against the press. Before the trap can get there and before the defense can slide over, they've just made the passes that they've needed to. And, you know, sometimes when you get games like this with two good coaches, they're going to be able to make the in-game adjustments. They're going to be able to scout and find ways to make the difference there. So I think that's what you're seeing with Coach Z and Coach Conway. They're just able to make adjustments and do the best they can and put their teams in good positions, and whoever shoots better might win the ball game. So far, BG has shot the ball a little bit better, and they lead 29-18. Again, it's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You'll save instantly right at the pump when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Again, our halftime score, the BG girls lead Unitego 29-18. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at NYCM.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online NYCM.com.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Halftime here at BG tonight. The BG girls with a 29-18 edge over Unitego at the break. I wasn't sure quite how this game was going to go, and I said this during our pregame, is that a lot of people this week, hey, Nate, who's going to win that game? Unitego, BG, what do you think? You know, Unitego is undefeated. They're 10-0. BG's 9-2. A lot of people have been questioning BG after falling to Delhi by 3 points a couple of weeks ago on a Friday here on their home floor. And all week I was just really torn, because with these two teams, yes, BG's ahead 29-18. I could easily see it going the other way. I could see Unitego being ahead just based on different circumstances. And really the only difference in the game right now I'm seeing is that BG's shooting the ball a little bit better. The percentages are a little bit better for the Bobcats. Both teams are playing good defense. Both teams are hustling. Both teams are getting open looks. Both teams are getting to the line. It's just that BG is finishing a little bit better. And they're doing a nice job of handling the Unitego press. I would say that is the difference. And it's not a huge surprise to me. But this game could have gone either way here tonight. And so far, BG has just had a little bit better of the play than Unitego. But still a lot of basketball left to be played with two full quarters left. And with the athletes and the ability to score of both these teams, they can both really fill it up. It's still anybody's ball game, that's for sure. Again, it's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Good to keep that number handy this time of year, 5-6-3 Heat. Halftime score, BG 29, Unitico 18, a girls' MAC showdown here tonight. Macy Leiser with 13 points, Abigail Suffrage with 12 for BG. Leading Unitico, Haley Lucia with 7, Dana Stepp with 6. We'll be back third quarter coming up on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Some other games going on tonight. The Delhi girls are over at Oxford. Green is at Harpersville. DH is at Unadilla Valley. And Deposit Hancock sophomore Lacey Drake, I believe, was just 19 points away from 1,000. So very good chance that she'll get that tonight at Unadilla Valley if she keeps up with her normal scoring average. If not, she will have a chance to get it on Friday when Unitico is at DH. So that is a good chance there for Lacey to get that on Friday. Or maybe tonight. It'll be very interesting to see if she gets that tonight. And only a sophomore, so she's going to have a lot of good years ahead. Start of the third quarter, our score 29-18. Unitico with the basketball. They'll go right to left to start the second half. We're underway. Dana Stepp will go to Haley Lucia on the far side of the floor. Lucia at the foul line. Now back out for Morgan Perry. Perry with 10 on the shot clock wants to take it to the rim. Up and in. And that is what could get Unitico started right there. Morgan Perry now with 4 points. It's 29-20 with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. That was a great move. Just came off a pick and was wide open for that easy layup. BG going left to right. Again, they're in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Unitigo's in the green with the white trim. BG in front of their own bench with Macy Leiser. Leiser holding on to it. Tries to go far side. It's intercepted here by Dana Stepp, and here comes Unitico. Stepp trying to go coast to coast. Lost control of the ball. Out of bounds, and it's going to go back to BG. They had a 2-on-1. Instead of dishing, Stepp had a pretty good look at it and went in for the left-handed layup, just kind of lost control of it. Out of bounds it goes. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. BG 29, Unitico 20. A girls' MAC clash tonight at BG. Corey Thornton with the basketball. Outside the three-point arc goes to Abby Selfridge. Far side, Macy Leiser steps in for three. Too strong, too much spice on this one. Leiser gets her own rebound. On the baseline, she's pushed there by Morgan Newman. And a foul on Unitico, our first foul of the second half. With 6:50 to go, third quarter, BG leading by 9. Second foul on Newman, and first foul on either team in the second half. Erica Selfridge on the baseline will look to inbound for BG. Flips one up for Macy Leiser, left side Corey Thornton. Now back to Leiser. BG looking for their first points of the second half. This one is knocked away by Dana Stepp. Signature, just stingy defense here by Unitico. They chased it into the backcourt, and now a foul on Dana Stepp as she was going for the ball against Corey Thornton. So the reach-in foul there on Stepp, her second, team second, and BG wants to take a timeout to talk about the offense here. 6:40 to go in the third. It's BG 29, Unitico 20. We'll be back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, 6:40 to go in the third. 29-20 is the score. Here is Erica Selfridge, tries to pass it to the high post, intercepted. And Unitico has come out strong on defense. Here is Dana Stepp, and the right wing corner goes back to the top of the arc. Here for Haley Lucia. Lucia will now find Morgan Perry. Perry to the far side of the floor. 15 on the shot clock. Back for Dana Stepp. In the paint. Tosses one up and gets it to go. Dana Stepp now with 8 points. And the lead is slowly shrinking. It's BG 29, Unitigo 22 with 6:05 to go third quarter. Left side of the floor for Erica Selfridge. Across midcourt finds Macy Leisure. Leisure stops. Passes for Abigail Selfridge in the corner. Selfridge on the right wing side. Bounce pass back for Leisure. Will lob one far side for Erica Selfridge. Pull-up jumper for Selfridge is short. Gets her own rebound. Both teams fighting for it. Somehow finds its way into the hands of Bailey Hart. Back to the top of the key with a fresh shot clock for Macy Leisure. Right wing corner for Abigail Selfridge. Selfridge chest pass to Corey Thornton. Give and go back to Selfridge. Right to Thornton. Left side now for Erica Selfridge. Erica finds Corey Thornton. Left side pull-up three, too strong. Rebound into the hands of Bailey Hart. Back out Macy Leisure. She'll fire from downtown. That one's too strong. And a rebound will be a jump ball as Erica Selfridge got tied up with Morgan Newman. Possession arrow keeps it with BG. Now the Bobcats are getting the looks, but the shots aren't falling. So the score remains BG 29, Unitigo 22, 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Selfridge will work it in. Erica finds Abby. Pull-up jumper left side. Is too strong. Rebound for Morgan Perry. Outlet pass for Megan Perry. Now to Morgan back up the floor. Morgan to the high post. She's fouled with 5:10 to go in the third. And BG has struggled. They have not scored so far in the third quarter. Foul will be on Abigail Selfridge, her third, team's first. So she's going to have to be very careful the rest of the way. Playing with those three fouls, BG cannot afford to not have Abigail Selfridge out on the floor. 5:10 to go, third quarter. Unitigo will get the ball in. They trail 29-22. Haley Lucia, the quarterback, calls out the play. Tries to pass one back to the top of the key. Intercepted by Macy Leisure. Leisure, left wing, dribbles all the way into the corner. Tries to avoid the trap and does, but they'll say she stepped out of bounds. Ball back to Unitigo with 4:55 to go, third quarter. So Unitigo is just slowly chipping away at this lead. They trailed at the half, 29-18. It's now 29-22 with 3 minutes gone in this third quarter. Unitigo with the basketball. Now to Haley Lucia to the foul line. Little stutter step. Step back too strong. Rebound loose. Unitigo comes up with it. Back out right side for Haley Lucia. Again, too much mustard on that three-point shot. It won't go down, but Unitigo doing a good job on the boards. They'll get a third chance on this possession. Lucia with a one-handed little flip to the far side for Dana Stepp. Stepp gets to the high post. Now back out for Haley Lucia into the paint. Works one for Megan Perry. Pull-up jumper for Perry is no good. And we're going to have a foul underneath on Unitigo. With 4:15 to go in the third, Morgan Newman is whistled for the infraction, her third, team's third, as both teams were working hard underneath for that rebound. And they called her on a little bit of a leg hook. 4:05 to go in the third. Student sections are getting into it here. Unitigo's going to go to the bench at the next whistle. Macy Leisure left side. Leisure for Erica Selfridge back up near midcourt. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And BG still has not scored in the third quarter. Leisure trying to change that. Fires up a three. It's no good. Off the back of the rim, over the backboard, and out of bounds. Jenna Faulkner will come in and Morgan Newman to the bench with those three fouls. 29-22. So things getting interesting here in the third quarter as Haley Lucia will walk back up the floor. Lucia across the Bobcat logo. Unitigo trying to pull off the comeback after trailing by 11 at the half. Dana Stepp will leave it for Jenna Faulkner. Pulls up for a shot and she is blocked, but a foul is whistled. This is going to be on Macy Leisure, her third, team's third. So our team foul situation, three apiece for Unitigo and for BG. I believe that's the third. Might be the second, but definitely the third on Macy Leisure for BG. Faulkner to the line. First shot is good. She's a sophomore and has provided some big minutes off the bench for the Spartans. So that is the second team foul against BG. Third on Leisure. Second shot coming for Faulkner. Settles in. Deep breath. Shot is up. Left it short and to the right. Rebound for Abigail Selfridge. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. The BG offense has stalled, and they need to try to find a way to kickstart it. Right side, Macy Leisure. 3:25 to go in the third. Leisure with a bounce pass into the corner for Abigail Selfridge. Back across for Erica Selfridge. Now for Corey Thornton in the corner. Across, Macy Leiser at the right elbow. This one is short, ball out of bounds, and will stay with BG. Lucia couldn't quite get there in time to save it from going out, and possession stays with the Bobcats. Leiser will go to the bench. Matresa Harmon back in. So Leiser, with those 13 points, started off red hot, but since then she has been cold for Bainbridge Guilford with 3:10 to go in the third. 29-23 the score. Here's Erica Selfridge for three. That one hits the side of the rim, won't go down. And a rebound here for Unitika, but stolen right back by Abby Selfridge. Wants to take it to the rim. She's fouled and can't get it to go. Boy, it's like there is a lid on the rim down at the BG end of the floor. Selfridge will step to the line to try to slow, or try to break this scoreless skid, I should say. Currently standing at 5 minutes. So Selfridge will settle in. First shot from the line is good for Abigail Selfridge. She's playing with those three fouls. She's going to have to be careful the rest of the way. Leiser is going to come back in. So Leiser comes in for Matresa Harmon. It looks like Coach Conway just wanted a little bit of an extended talk there with Leiser. BG leads 30-23. Second shot coming for Selfridge. This one is up and good. So Selfridge now with 14, and BG extends the lead back to 31-23. And Unitigo tries to work it down low for Morgan Perry. Punched out of there by Bailey Hart. Out of bounds. Ball will stay with Unitigo. They will inbound on the baseline with 2:55 to go third quarter. 31-23 the score. Unitigo will look to work it in. Step tries a lob pass to Haley Lucia in the paint at the foul line. Dribbles between her legs and now will set it back out. Pump the brakes and set up the offense. 15 to go on the shot clock. Lucia with a little spin move in the paint. Had her pocket picked by Abigail Selfridge. And Selfridge will come away with it. Abby finds Erica, and they'll work it up the floor with 2.5 to go in the third. Abigail Selfridge and Erica, a little give and go back to Abby. Skip pass across. No, stolen away by Dana Stepp, and she's all alone for the layup. Stepp takes her time and finishes it off. So Dana Stepp now with 10 points. And it's to a 6-point game. BG 31, Unitigo 25. 2:15 to go in the third. Right side of the floor, Erica Selfridge will now find Macy Leiser. BG with only 2 points so far in the third quarter. Here is Thornton. Skips across, finds Erica Selfridge. Sandwiched in between two players. Tried to dish it to Abby, and it was stolen by Unitigo. Numbers if they can hurry. In transition, Haley Lucia thought about a long two, but didn't pull the trigger. Instead, pulls it back out with 1:50 to go in the third. Left side of the floor now for Haley Lucia. Trying to set up offense with 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. Now for Megan Perry. In the paint, the shot is up, and she's fouled. Couldn't get it to go. With 1:45 to go in the third, Megan Perry, who has not scored so far tonight, will step to the line. That would be big if Unitigo could get her going at this juncture of the game. First shot for Perry is no good. Kind of a line drive shot hit the front of the rim, then the right side, and then bounced off. So 1:43 to go in the third. Second shot coming here for the sophomore, Megan Perry. Perry's second shot. This one is too strong, and a rebound for Abigail Selfridge. So Perry, uncharacteristically, goes 0 for 2. 1:35 to go, third quarter. BG with the lead, 31-25. Macy Leiser on the right side. Bounce pass into the corner for Abby Selfridge. 15 on the shot clock. Selfridge steps in for a three. Off the back of the rim. Skying for a rebound there was Dana Stepp, and Unitigo comes away with the ball. Here's Haley Lucia in transition. Lucia picks up her dribble. It was almost stolen by Abby Selfridge. She'll have to be careful playing with those three fouls. Now back to Lucia at the top of the key. Leaves one for Jenna Faulkner as she hands it off. Now into the hands of Dana Stepp. Wants to take it to the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Corey Thornton off the missed shot. With 1 minute to go in the third quarter, here's Thornton back up the floor, and a traveling violation. We'll give the ball back to Unitigo. So Unitigo, folks, has chipped their way back into this game with 58 seconds to go in the third. Coach Conway certainly doesn't look exactly thrilled with the 2 points scored by the Bobcats here in the third quarter. Selfridge is going to come out. Abby, that is. Good idea to protect her with those three fouls this late in the third. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitigo with the ball. Here's Morgan Perry. Stops, pops. The bank shot is good for Morgan Perry, and she has 6 points. And Unitigo is right back in this game. It's BG 31, Unitigo 27. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Bounce pass into the corner for Corey Thornton. Now back for Macy Leisure. Tried to skip one over the top of the defense, stolen away. Now ahead for Dana Stepp on a breakaway layup. Stepp puts it in. Stepp has 12. And it's a two-point ball game. BG 31, Unitigo 29, with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Great third quarter here by the Spartans. Great effort. Right side of the floor for Macy Leisure. Leisure with a bounce pass, finding Corey Thornton in the corner. Down to 10 seconds to go. Thornton trying to avoid the trap, and she does. Thornton will find a cutting Erica Selfridge. The shot is good for Erica Selfridge. Her first bucket of the game. 3 seconds left. Lucia up the floor. A three at the buzzer for Lucia. Just comes up short. End of the third. It's BG 33, Unitigo 29. Don't turn that dial, folks. It's going to be a great fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter at BG. I'm Nate Law on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. What was a 29-18 lead at the half for BG is now a 33-29 lead for BG over Unitigo as we start the fourth quarter. So the Spartans with some great defense in the third, and they're back in this game. Unitigo with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Haley Lucia with a straightaway three off the mark. Morgan Perry with a rebound and a shot. That one won't go. And Abigail Selfridge with the rebound, but it's taken away. Here's Megan Perry for Morgan. The pull-up jumper won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. And Dana Stepp, who has been all over the place here tonight, with another rebound. And Unitigo will hold on. Haley Lucia on the right side of the floor with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. They go to the high post. Turnaround shot for Megan Perry off the front of the rim. You know, both teams have not shot particularly well here in the second half, and it's still a tight ball game. They've both had some good looks. Just hasn't gone down. Here's Corey Thornton in the left side corner. She gets tied up. We'll have a reach-in foul on Unitigo with 7:10 to go in the fourth. See who the foul's going to be on here. This will be the first foul of the fourth quarter. Dana Stepp is down on the far side of the floor. Looks like maybe an ankle injury. Foul is going to be on Jenna Faulkner. We're going to step away for a timeout. BG leads 33-29 with 7:12 to go in the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It appears that Dana Stepp is okay. Maybe just a cramp over on the far side of the floor. Got stretched out and is up walking around on the Unitigo side of the bench. Yeah, it looks like a cramp. She's going to go stretch that one out. With 7:12 to go in the fourth quarter, that's good to see. And Unitigo needs her. She's got a team-high 12 points so far tonight. BG leads 33-29, 7:12 to go fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening in tonight on WCDO. BG with the basketball as they go left to right. Erica Selfridge will now find Macy Leisure at the top of the key. BG taking their time, running the progressions on this offense. Down low for Abby Selfridge, knocked out of bounds by Morgan Perry. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. BG will inbound the basketball. They find Abby Selfridge. Back out for Corey Thornton. Thornton back up for Macy Leisure. Imatiko still sitting in this 2-3 zone. Left side of the floor now for Leisure. Chance of defense from the Imatiko student section. Five on the shot clock. Erica Selfridge for a three. Wide to the right. Rebound for Morgan Newman, who's back in for the Spartans. Quickly in transition. Haley Lucia. Great pass for Jenna Faulkner. Up and under. She gets it to go. Boy, just threading the needle on that pass. Lucia finds Faulkner, and it's a two-point game. BG 33, Unitigo 31, with 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. Macy Leisure, left side of the floor. Leisure at the top of the key. NBA range three for Leisure. It's short, but a rebound for Erica Selfridge. Selfridge back for Leisure. Into the corner now for Corey Thornton on the baseline, and she's fouled. This one's going to be on Morgan Newman with 6:13 to go in the fourth. This is going to be the fourth foul on Morgan Newman. So Dana Stepp comes back in. Newman's going to have to head to the bench with those four fouls. 33-31 the score. With 6:13 to go in the fourth quarter, BG clinging to a two-point lead. Here's Erica Selfridge looking for some options. Goes to Corey Thornton in the corner. Thornton on the baseline, dribbled it, and let's see, going to be off Unitigo as they went to Trapper there. I believe it went off the leg of Morgan Perry. Selfridge will look to inbound again and finds Leisure at the top of the key again. Into the corner, Erica Selfridge for three. This one is short. She just doesn't look like she has the confidence that she had in her shot this weekend when she shot very well against Elmira Notre Dame. The ball will stay with BG. Erica again on the inbounds pass. BG leading 33-31. They find Abby on the interior, muscles her way up and in, splits the defenders and finishes it off. She's got 16. And BG takes a four-point lead, which seems like a mountain at the moment if you're a Unitigo fan. It's 35-31. Bobcats on top of the Spartans with 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Megan Perry. A shot from the foul line is no good. Dana Stepp with another rebound. She's played fantastic. Here is Haley Lucia. Gets into the paint. Lucia lost control of it. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Spartans. Back to BG. So Unitigo had cut it down to a two-point deficit. Right now they trail 35-31. Still a ton of time left with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. This is a great game tonight. Now a timeout is taken by BG with exactly 5:28 to go in the fourth quarter. The BG girls lead Unitigo 35-31. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 5:28 to go in the fourth quarter. 35-31 is the score. And the Bobcats will get it in the backcourt out of the timeout. They will find Corey Thornton. Thornton on the left side of the floor. Dribbles into the trap in the corner, gets it out, though. They work it down low for Abigail Selfridge. Selfridge is triple-teamed, but muscles it up and in. Unbelievable effort by Abigail Selfridge, and it's 37-31. She's doing the work down low in the land of the trees. BG again leads 37-31. Selfridge has 18. Here's Haley Lucia. Splits two defenders and is fouled as she gets into the paint. And let's see who this one is on. It's going to be a foul on Abigail Selfridge, her fourth. Team's first here in the fourth quarter, and that is huge. A lot of time left for Abigail Selfridge to have four fouls. Here is Morgan Perry. Takes it to the rim, can't get it to go, and Selfridge, Abigail that is, with the rebound. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Bobcats lead the Spartans 37-31. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you joining us tonight on WCDO. Here is Corey Thornton. Thornton is fouled by Dana Stepp, out by the three-point line as she went to go in on defense. 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. And Bailey Hart will check back in for Matresa Harmon. Now for Erica Selfridge in the backcourt. Selfridge will lob one for Corey Thornton again. BG taking their time, trying to convert on offense. Here is Selfridge on the baseline, left side, gets hammered, no call. Ref said it was a clean block as she went up between two defenders. Back down the floor for Unitigo. They go for Morgan Perry with her foot on the line, three-point line that is, in the left corner. Now they'll pass back up to the top of the key for Dana Stepp. 15 on the shot clock, 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. BG 37, Unitigo 31. Interior pass for Megan Perry. Turnaround shot is off the mark. Rebound for Jenna Faulkner, and there's going to be a foul. Let's see who it's on. With 4:09 to go, fourth quarter, this is going to be, I believe, yes, on Erica Selfridge. Boy, Abby was right there, and if you were on the BG half of the gym, I think you were holding your breath. With 4:10 to go in the fourth, Jenna Faulkner to the line. Faulkner's first shot is good. She's played some big minutes off the bench here in the second half. She has 4 points. It's 37-32. BG on top. Team foul situation. Unitigo with three. BG with two. Second personal on Erica Selfridge. Faulkner to the line. Second shot. Hit the rim three, four times. Doesn't go down. Rebound for Erica Selfridge. Great effort there by Erica. And ahead now for Abigail Selfridge. Quickly finds herself in a double team and will have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to give it to Unitigo. No, it'll be with BG, excuse me. So BG will have the basketball with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter at midcourt with a 37-32 lead. 4 minutes seems like an eternity right now. In front of a packed house here tonight at BG. Abigail Selfridge will now find Macy Leisure outside the three-point line. Now they'll go to Erica for Corey Thornton, left side. Nice pump fake. Pulls up for a jumper. Hit the side of the rim there. Wouldn't go down. Gets her own rebound somehow. Ball back out to midcourt. Unitigo will steal it away. It goes out of bounds. And the Zebra Crew says it's going to stay with BG. Great hustle. Both teams were wrestling and scrapping, diving on the floor for it as it went out of bounds up near midcourt by the scorer's table. And it was last touched by Unitigo, so BG gets it back as they try to choose some clock with a 37-32 lead with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Trying to win in their own barn here tonight. Now a kick by Morgan Perry. So BG will get the ball. 3.5 to go in the fourth. They will inbound it in front of their own bench. Here is Corey Thornton now for Erica Selfridge. And here for Corey Thornton. Now back for Erica Selfridge. Little give and go. They'll work it for Erica Selfridge. Back far side for Macy Leisure. 3:15 to go on the clock. Leisure back Corey Thornton. Foot was on the line. Gets it at the two for Corey Thornton. What a time to get your first bucket of the night. It's 39-32 with 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Morgan Perry on the baseline. Takes it right to the rim. Up and in. Big time bucket for Morgan Perry, and she's got eight. And it's 39-34. The Spartans won't go quietly. 2:50 to go, fourth quarter. In the backcourt. Down to the left side for Macy Leisure, who has had 13 points since halftime. She's been stuck on it. Left side of the floor now for Leisure. Wants a three. Steps back. This one is too strong. Off the back of the iron, and Haley Lucian, in the land of the trees, pulls down a rebound with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 39-34. They'll work it to the inside. Now back to the top of the key for Morgan Perry. Pump fakes on a three. Goes for Haley Lucia to the foul line. Now back for Dana Stepp. Stepp gets down low. Off the glass. It's good. Dana Stepp with 14. Timeout taken. Unitigo with 2:18 to go in the fourth. BG 39, Unitigo 36. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:18 to go in the fourth quarter. 39-36 is the score. BG is on top of Unitigo, and out of the timeout, BG will have the basketball. It has been a back-and-forth contest. BG led this game 29-18 at the half. Kudos to Unitigo. They have fought tooth and nail to get back in the second half to cut this down. They've had it down to two. It's at a three-point deficit right now. Anybody's ball game still as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter tonight at BG. Right side of the floor now for Erica Selfridge. Selfridge down low. Macy Lager pump fakes at the left low block. Puts it up. She's fouled but can't get the shot to go. So Lager will go to the line, the junior, to shoot two. So here's our scoring summary. Abigail Selfridge with 18, Macy Lager with 13 to lead BG. On the other side, Dana Stepp with 14, Morgan Perry with 8, Haley Lucia with 7 for the Spartans. 2 minutes exactly to go. And Macy Lager, first shot is good. Ice in the veins here for Macy Lager at the foul line. Coach Conway checking with how many timeouts he has at the scorer's table. Second shot coming here for Lager. Jim gets very quiet. Second shot is good. Lager goes 2 for 2. Timeout is taken by BG. 2 minutes to go in the fourth. It's 41-36. Bobcats on top of the Spartans. Don't turn that dial. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 41-36. The score, Bainbridge-Guilford is on top of Unitigo. Boy, there's a lot going on tonight as well, so stay tuned during our postgame show. A lot to recap. I've gotten some news on my phone that has just kind of blown me away about some of the other games in the area tonight, so stay tuned for that. But we want to conclude this one first. BG leads 41-36. Morgan Perry down the floor for Unitigo at the foul line. Gets stuck as she picks up her dribble, finds Haley Lucia into the corner. Dana Stepp with the hot hand, fires it up, it won't go. A foul underneath on the rebound on BG with a minute 44 to go in the fourth quarter. Going to be on Bailey Hart, her third, team's third. Here's our team foul situation, because when you get to five, you're shooting the rest of the way. Unitigo with 4, BG with 3. Timeout taken here by the Spartans. 41-36 the score. Bobcats on top here of Unitigo. 1:44 to go in the fourth. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:44 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo with the basketball. They trail 41-36. Here in a girls' MAC battle tonight, Unitigo comes in 10-0, BG 9-2. So this was the marquee game of the week, and really maybe of the MAC regular season. Here is Haley Lucia at the foul line. Dishes one off for Morgan Perry. Perry left side, takes control, down low with the layup. Just left it a little short. It wouldn't go. Corey Thornton somehow gets a rebound. And BG will come away with the ball. Here is Erica Selfridge trying to dribble out of trouble. Gets across the midcourt timeline. Looks to set up offense here for BG. They find Abby Selfridge. A bounce pass for Corey Thornton. Clock down to a minute 15 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Erica Selfridge. They have it up near midcourt. Now in front of the BG bench right side. They'll skip it across for Macy Leisure. Five on the shot clock. Back for Corey Thornton. Pump fake. Steps in for a long two. Off the side of the rim. Rebound for the Spartans. Dana Stepp will bring it across midcourt with a minute to go. BG 41. Unitego 36. Clock is winding down very fast now. Here is Haley Lucia. Gets into the paint. Kicks it out. A three in the corner for Dana Stepp. Too strong. Skims the rim out of bounds. Off the hands of Morgan Perry and back to BG with 48 seconds left. Full court pressure is coming up. BG will get it into Erica Selfridge. Selfridge is taking the opportunity to tick a few extra seconds off. She gets the half court to Macy Leisure. 40 seconds to go. When's Unitego going to decide to foul? Leisure trying to just chew off some clock. We'll go to the far side for Abigail Selfridge. 30 seconds left here. BG still leading 41-36. Corey Thornton left side. Thornton with a bounce pass to Abigail Selfridge. Selfridge on the baseline. Tries to take it to the rim. It's blocked. And Unitego comes away with it. 20 seconds left. Is it too little too late for Unitego? Here is Morgan Perry. Tries to go right to the rim. Bodies crashing together. And a foul on BG with 14 and a half seconds to go in the fourth quarter. BG leading 41-36. Ball will be on the baseline for Unitego. Dana Stepp will inbound the basketball. BG trying to hold off Unitego and put the icing on the cake here. With 14 seconds to go, the inbounds pass goes to Jenna Faulkner, gets the layup, and she's fouled. Faulkner now with 6 points, and she'll go to the line trying to make this an even tighter ball game with 13 seconds left. So it's 41-38, and Faulkner with 13 seconds is going to go to the line. That foul is on Abigail Selfridge, her fifth. So Selfridge actually shares a nice moment here with Unitego head coach Bobby Z. A handshake as Coach Z comes over and consoles the BG senior forward. 13 seconds left, and BG's going to call timeout. 41-38 with 13 seconds to go, and when we come back, it'll be the sophomore Jenna Faulkner on the line. We'll step away for 30 on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe on WCDO tonight. BG clings to a 41-38 advantage over Unitego with 13 seconds to go. And they're trying to make it a two-point ball game. Out of this timeout, it'll be Jenna Faulkner with 6 points all in the second half off the bench. Stepping to the line. Now, does she make the shot here? And you hope to steal the inbounds pass. 13 seconds, still a lot of time left. Can she cut it to a two-point game? Does she try to miss it here? That's the question. Or does she make the shot and they try to set up? We'll see what Coach Z decides to do. She's setting up like she's going to just shoot a regular foul shot here. Let's see. She will shoot. This one is good. So Faulkner gets it to go. It's 41-39. BG gets the inbounds pass up the floor, and Leisure is fouled at midcourt with 10 seconds left. Good job by BG to get that in quickly and not dink around with it too much there where it could have been stolen away. So 10 seconds left, and Leisure will go to the line. And this has just been uncomfortable the entire way for both fan sections here. It's really, the game has never really been in a safe spot for either team. So Leisure to the line. These are big. First foul shot for Leisure. Won't go down. With 10 seconds to go, Matresa Harmon's going to come in. Allie Miller back to the bench for BG. So if Leisure can get this one to go, they can at least not worry about losing on a three at the buzzer. That would, the best that Unitego could do would be to tie it. So Leisure's second shot is good. Leisure's got 16. Timeout taken, Unitigo. It's 42-39, 10 seconds left. Unitigo will have the ball when we come back on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
10 seconds left, 10.8 to be exact. 42-39 to score. BG with the lead over Unitigo. Unitigo will have the ball. They called the timeout, so they advanced to midcourt. And now BG is going to take a timeout to see what Unitigo was going to set up. So 10 seconds to go. It's 42-39. And Unitigo is going to call timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds here before we have the exciting conclusion of this game on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 10 seconds left. 10.8 to be exact. 42-39 to score. BG is on top by three. Abigail Selfridge has fouled out. Unitigo will have the ball at midcourt. There's huge news out of the Morris boys game tonight. I'll update you soon during the postgame show. 10 seconds left. Unitigo has it at midcourt by the scorer's table, by their bench. They get it into Haley Lucia. Lucia wants to try to take it to the rim. She's going to go in for the layup, gets it to go. Lucia with 9 points. 6 seconds left. It's 42-41. And a timeout is taken here by Unitigo. So 42-41. BG's going to have the ball. Again, we'll step away for 30. 6.1 seconds to go. It's 42-41. BG ahead by a point. The exciting conclusion when we come back.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. I promise I won't take another break here, folks. You're in the car probably screaming at me, let's just finish this game. This is the point in the game where you're like, how many timeouts do these coaches have, right? So, 42-41, BG leads Unitigo by a point. I kind of like the strategy there. I just assumed that Unitigo was going to go for a three in the tie. Instead, they had Lucia take it right to the bucket. She got it, and now they can set up on defense, maybe try to get a steal and a quick bucket or foul and see what happens. BG leads 42-41, 6 seconds left. And here we go. BG will try to inbound. Unitigo with full court pressure. They'll get it into Erica Selfridge up the left sideline. Gets it ahead to Macy Leisure. She is fouled with 3.9 seconds to go. They're going to say the foul was over on the far side when Erica Selfridge still had the ball. So 3.9 to go. Boy, if they don't call that, they get it to Macy Leisure at midcourt and she can just run out the clock. So Erica Selfridge with the game in her hands at the foul line. Foul was on Dana Stepp, her fourth, team's fifth. So both teams with five fouls apiece. And Selfridge will step to the line here. Again, Abigail Selfridge has fouled out with 18 points. Erica Selfridge to the line, first shot, no good. And 3.9 seconds is still a ton of time. Not a ton, but enough to get it up the court and maybe get a good shot. Not sure how many timeouts Unitigo has left that they could call one in advance. Erica Selfridge, second foul shot is good. So Selfridge makes it 43-41. Can Unitigo get it in? They must be out of timeouts. They get it to midcourt. Megan Perry finds Faulkner for a three at the buzzer. It's no good. And BG escapes. 43-41. That's our final. A heck of a game in the books tonight between the Spartans and the Bobcats. That look by Faulkner wasn't real clean at the buzzer. Really had no chance of going in. But what a game here tonight. Postgame show coming up. BG wins it. 43-41 in Bainbridge on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So the BG girls hang on for a 43-41 victory over Unitigo. Abigail Selfridge with 18 points. Macy Leisure nets 16 points for the Bobcats. Dana Stepp fires in a team best 14 points for the Spartans. Haley Lucia adds 9 points, and Morgan Perry chips in 8 points for the victory here tonight. Let's go through our full scoring summary. Again, Unitigo, Stepp with 14, Lucia with 9, Morgan Perry with 8, Jenna Faulkner with 7, Paige McCoy with 3. On the other side for BG, even though she fouled out late in the game, 18 points for Abigail Selfridge, 16 for Macy Leisure, 3 for Erica Selfridge, and then 2 apiece from Matresa Harmon, Izzy Decker, and Corey Thornton. Wow, what a ball game here tonight, folks. Everyone in this gym looks exhausted and tired as BG wins 43-41. The fans on both sides, boy, it was just a great one here tonight. Let's go through our, we have 4 awards here tonight. Let's do our first one. The NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'll give that to Abigail Selfridge tonight, 18 points. I just thought that she was the difference here for BG. When they needed a bucket, they got it to her. She put the team on her back at times, and I thought she was great. She shared a nice moment with Coach Bobby Z for Unitigo when she fouled out, and she's having a word with Coach Conway right now. They're doing a little post-game breakdown. Boy, what a game. And, you know, a lot of people have said they're going to miss her next year. I think they're going to miss her more than they know because she is just a fantastic student, person, athlete, you name it. Abby Selfridge, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that to Dana Stepp tonight from Unitigo. 14 points. A lot of those points came off her terrific defense. Steals, hustling, getting down the floor, and getting some layups and hitting some big shots in transition. So Dana Stepp is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. Best game I've seen her play, maybe in her career, for Unitigo. I thought she was outstanding. And next is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'll give that tonight to Macy Leisure. 16 points. I thought, you know, she did go cold in the second half, but her hot shooting, I mean, she had 13 points at halftime. She hit some late foul shots, and those early shots gave Unitego the lead, and this game had no ties, no lead changes. BG led wire to wire. Even though it was 43-41, it got really close. Unitego got as close as two. I just thought that those early shots by Leisure were the difference. Next and lastly, we do this special award every time we do a Unitego game. So it's time now for the Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award. Tonight's winner gets a free sub at Jake's Deli in Otego. Jake's has a great variety of chips, snacks, and drinks, plus all the groceries you need. And they have a wide selection of deli meats. So don't forget about their sub platters, too. The big game's coming up. Perfect time to get a sub platter from Jake's. Call them at 988-2709. I want to give that tonight to Haley Lucia. 9 points for Unitego. Her passing, her court vision, the ability to get to the hoop. She had some big early buckets. We'll give Haley Lucia our Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award. Again, she gets a free sub at Jake's Deli in Otego. We appreciate the support of the Newman family at Jake's Deli. Please stop there and support our local businesses. So that's going to do it. A huge thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios on Main Street in Sydney. We'll have this game up on the archive shortly. I'm sure it'll get a lot of listens tonight, as this was a great game from start to finish. The BG girls top Unitego 43-41. That's our final score. I have a feeling these two will meet again, and we'll be there for it next time as well. 43-41, Bobcats over the Spartans. Have a great night. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening on CDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Ask me no questions, I will tell you no lies. Careful what you wish for. We're looking for angels in the darkest of skies.